Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Well, good afternoon. This is Tim Hayes again in for Dr. Michael Rice and his wife Jeannie. And we're here to help you learn about and practice the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness, which is a process of removing any reality from your mind-body-energy system, which is less than love. It's got nothing to do with what most of us have been taught about forgiveness. It has nothing to do with pardoning someone else for anything that they did to us or around us or failed to do that we thought they should do. The ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness comes from an ancient word, shabag, which means to cancel, to dismantle any reality that we have created with our thoughts and our perception that leaves us feeling any form of hostility or guilt, fear or sadness, shame, any sense of ridicule or blame. And we've been blessed by the Creator with a warning system that lets us know when our thoughts are in the wrong direction. And when we've created a perception or a reality for ourselves that is false, and that warning system is our negative emotions. So anytime I feel any form of hostility or fear or anger or hurt, that's my warning system implanted in me by the Creator telling me I'm making a mistake. And as such, as a creator, and endowed by the Creator with this warning system, I have the option to change at that moment or any moment there in the future. I can change my thoughts and I can change the feeling I'm having. I can change the focus for my conscious awareness and I can get back in touch with my true source as the energy of love. We were all created as this energy. We come from this energy. We're made of this energy. We are this energy of love. And Dr. Rice has a website where he presents these tools. That website is www.whyagain.com. And all of the worksheets are available for free. Downloads of audio shows about how to do the reality management worksheet process are available for free. And we encourage everybody to go there and take advantage of this fabulous tool and this technology of forgiveness. And I think I hear somebody on the line. Who else is there?
Well, you've got me, sir.
Welcome, Michael Rice.
Hey, glad to be here. Honored and blessed to be on the team. And, of course, part of our project with this team is to eradicate reasons for war on planet Earth. I was listening to a radio show. We were in town here at Nassau, the Bahamas, doing some errands today. There's a radio show on in the background. They're talking about how many guards they need to have around each of the political people and how much money it's going to cost and, you know, how they have to protect them because they're passing laws that people don't, and on and on and on. And it's like, you know, it's such an old game, this hostility and fear-based mind always figures out ways to expand its power and to just keep the game going. And I didn't have a cell phone, no cell phone that works here, but I would love to call into the show and say, folks, why don't we deal with the cause instead of the effect? You're going to buy people, you're going to buy police, you're going to buy guns, and instead of that, why don't we start to discipline people? Of course, the response would come, well, we do, we have prisons, and of course, the word discipline, I love what Karl Marx says, because it's very cultural, I changed the meaning of his word. The word discipline doesn't mean properly beat up, it means properly taught. If with children, we started to properly teach them about who they are, about how they're designed to function, and people would automatically start to move in that direction, and we wouldn't be spending billions on wars and guns and fights and, you know, prisons and all the stuff that consumes the wealth of the average person. Fun being mine, this game set us to melt and melt and melt and melt people. And it's just time for us to turn the wealth back to the people, the truth back to the people, the support back to the people, and by giving them the truth, and of course the truth of forgiveness. And so one of our projects is to restore human life, and we have an easy definition for human life, hold a newborn child, you know exactly what human life is. And so let's restore human life, let's get back to who we are and function out of the truth of human life. And so if you are interested in that project, become part of the team that changed the world. And what is the team that changed the world? That's the group of people who said, I choose to become part of the critical mass. That when I come into some form of hostility or fear, I will recognize that that hostility or fear is mine. It belongs to me, and I can change it. I have charge of it. And so forgiveness becomes the tool with which you go inside yourself, remove content. I've never had one person forgiveness is a tool to remove any content from your mind, from your emotions. I've never had one person who's ever heard that anywhere on the planet. And yet it's preached from just about every church in the country on a regular, ongoing basis. Nobody's ever been told what it is. Nobody's ever been told how to do it. So while there's all this conversation about forgiveness, where's the how? They changed the meaning of the word. They changed forgiveness to, I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me. And of course, that leaves what's happening inside of me fully intact, and here we go again. So Dr. Tim, you are deeply, deeply appreciated for your support in doing this. Gee, is David with us today? Oh, okay. Jeannie can't speak on the show, and she's actually on the other side of a glass window with a reflection on it, so I can't really see her. But anyway, David, we appreciate you too. Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Michael. Thank you for asking.
And awesome. How are things in the big city of Theodosia?
Well, they are moving right along. You know, it's preparing for the intensives here, and people are actively out participating and doing the things to be done to prepare for the visitors.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Well, looking forward to how it all unfolds. It's going to be an exciting time at Heartland. Looking forward to Ari coming and sharing his awesome recipes with us and Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Program, which is kind of an economy program at Heartland. We start each year out with some kind of a program that helps to get the property in shape. And so that 10-day Food Fund Forgiveness and Work program will be a program where we'll do work projects on the property during the day. We'll be doing some awesome food preparation. I already have some new raw and cooked recipes to share with us. We'll be doing evening classes and workshops with these two mind shifters and still point of breathing experiences during that 10-day. And if you want to come and play, if you want to take your work to the next level, that program will be 10 days for everything. Food, combinations, workshop materials, everything will be $7.50. And then we'll take a day off, and on the 23rd, we'll start into a 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again. In the morning, we finish that, and that evening, we'll start and go right into a 9-day teacher training. So that'll be our summer program at Heartland this year. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to those who come and play. If you want to come be part of it, there are lots of ways to participate. Of course, the straight-up deregistration, we have work support programs, or lots of different ways to do it. It's money's a challenge to you and you want to do it. And always work up with a payment plan of some sort. But any way that you want to work it out, so come and do your work and become part of the team that changed the world is what we'll be here to support you. Dr. Tim, did I hear you coming to teacher's training this year?
Well, you extended the offer, and I'm going to look into that. I'm honored, and I hope I can make that happen. It's on top of my to-do list for tomorrow to start looking at what needs to happen to make that happen.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, Jeannie, do we have any callers? Anything happening in the chat room? Nine five four. We do have a caller on the air. Let's hear what 954 has to say. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my heart family, this is Nene.
Hello, Nene. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing great, young people. but hi, Dr. Tim. After we finish this, I need to talk to you. You can give me your phone number, please.
Is this Danae, you talking to me, Dr. Tim?
Dr. Tim, yes, Dr. Tim. When I finish my my participation, I would like to have your phone number. I need to talk to you.
All right. We can arrange that.
Yes.
We'll email it to you, Danae.
Okay. Yesterday, after we talked in the radio, it got in my mind when Dr. Tim says that everything is internal, and that's where we are the creators, our thoughts, our feelings, our stress, and everything. That's where we are creators. And then last night, I had a chance to go to a meeting. Some people from Tango invited me for a certain meeting. And I was there, and of course, I bump into people that in the past knocked me out of my essence. And it was wonderful to experience my true essence all the time. I noticed that they were there like after a while, that in the past time perhaps I would have said, no, I'm not coming here, I'm getting out of here, because these such and such are there. And this time, I was able to look at them and feel my own tenderness and my essence with a lot of respect. So for me, it was an awesome experience because it was completely unexpected for me. I had no idea who was going to be there at that meeting.
So Danae, can I offer a little bit of input and feedback?
Yes.
So, and you know, somebody might say, well, gee, Michael, isn't that being kind of picky? Well, actually, yes, it is. And the idea of how we use our words is so urgent and so important in how our mind builds its realities. And so, Danae, when you say, and they would knock me out of my essence, you're taking a process that happens internally to you, that you hold something in you that when it's resonated takes you out of your essence, and it's putting the power to cause that to happen outside of you. And so, of course, those folks who in the past you might say they knocked me out of my essence, now you can get clear that they give you the opportunity to heal in you what knocks you out of your essence. You've been doing your work and you've healed that, and so now they don't have any power. They never did have any power. It just appear that they did it, but your work, you're the one who determines what you stay connected or you disconnect.
Yes, I should say that seems to knock me out of my head.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
That's the way the dissociated mind presents it, but of course we're learning to understand differently, and to get to the point where when we're knocked out of it, when we have something inside of us that steals the awareness or essence from us, we know that that's just something internal that needs to be removed, needs to be forgiven.
through tunnel. But yes, I get the idea. Yes, thank you. That's what I wanted to say, that in the past I would, if they would trigger all these feelings and thoughts and, of course, the behavior. And then last night for me it was wonderful to feel those feelings in the presence of everybody.
Right. Yeah, it's so so awesome to understand that whatever I can't stay connected to love in the presence of is my work, not theirs. Although my mind, my non-being mind, will always want to make it look like it's their work, it's they're the ones with the problem. The truth is, if I can't stay connected to my essence, I have a problem. And when I find myself disconnecting from essence and going into some hostility or fear, when I can shift into a language that reflects to me my work, oh, geez, here I am. I'm in frustration. I'm in anger. I'm in sadness. I'm in grief. I'm in rage. I have some work to do. Then those opportunities become just that, opportunities to move through those parts of us that that never belonged in operation in us in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging Danae for the awesome work you've done over the last year and a half or so to do that.
Yes, thank you. Yes, and also I have a nice feedback. And Monday night, Gustavo, Gus, my date, he was having some problems. So I went and he did some worksheets, and then I said, I'm going to brief you tonight. And I briefed him, and then he called me yesterday telling me that he experienced that his elimination all of a sudden increased a lot. And then
right.
He also had like a new clarity of in his mind what he had to do with that very specific meeting he had last night with some clients, some sort of a situation that has been recurring and recurring. So I was happy to know that I could hold that space of essence and love. And of course, when I was doing the breathing, I also felt that inside of me, I was burning some energy, that I was also processing some energy. So that was very nice too.
Well, and I acknowledge you for the fact that you've consciously gone about creating a relationship with someone who's willing to be responsible to receive feedback instead of having to diss you when you offer him feedback, that he's able to take a breath and is able to receive the feedback and step into the healing process and join you in that. That's pretty awesome.
Yep. Yep. Awesome.
Very cool.
Okay.
Is there anything else you need to share with us?
No, I'll call tomorrow to remind about the meetings. We have Thursday, the Latin support group, and then Friday we have the English support group. And I'll call tomorrow, Thursday, to refresh the information. And now I just wait for Dr. Tim to tell me the phone number.
Cool. Well, we'll email you the phone number. And is there anything else to how is your project, the assignment David gave you, going? How are you moving with that?
No, not yet. That needs certain time, and I have to put that time together.
Right. Cool. All right. Well, we hope you're a blessing and appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And Jeannie tells me we've got another caller from 954. So give us a name. You're on the air, 954. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Michael and Jeannie. This is Patricia, and I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Well, hey there, young lady. How are you? You're
hey
getting
there.
Ready for your first support group, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited. Can I share the information?
Oh, please do. We're excited that you're there and doing it.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to invite those of you who are in or near the Fort Lauderdale area to join me tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Fort Lauderdale. We're starting a new support group, and it's being held at the Urban Namaste Studio. And you can visit the Why Again website for the specific information with the address. So that's at whyagan.com. And just go under support group, and the information is right there. And I just want to encourage you to come out and support the work. and be supported in your own healing as well. We're very excited to get started with the folks in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, that's awesome. And so, again, anybody in Fort Lauderdale, check out www.whyagain.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a link for support groups. And you'll see Patricia's new support group starting tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale. Namaste Center. Awesome. So how goes your process? Anything to share with us? And the last time you shared it was very powerful, what you had to say about your daughter's birthday celebration. So anything to share with us today?
Yes. It's so interesting that as I'm becoming more involved in the work, everything in my life is shifting. And right now I am in a place of gratitude, but some of the changes have been challenging. Yesterday I was released from my job after 2 years, and I had some stuff come up with someone very close to me who's supporting me in work. So we've been, you know, having many opportunities to heal and deal with things, but I'm very grateful because in the past, I don't know if I would have been able to handle these situations in the same way. So even though yesterday I was released from my job, I was actually happy because I realized that the universe is opening up for me to do some new things in my life, and I was also empowered to leave my job in a way that was comfortable for me yesterday instead of allowing others to dictate to me how I was going to leave and their reality of the situation. I was actually able to sit down and say, well, I respect your perception of what happened, but I'm not going to own that, and I was able to have a conversation and leave with diplomacy, and it felt really awesome to do that. And I was able to utilize the worksheets later when I came home, and they really helped me to relieve some emotions that I was having during the aftermath of that experience at my workplace yesterday.
That's wonderful.
Very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really grateful for that. And I think today, you know, I'm even going through the symptoms of emotional healing. I can feel it, but it's okay because I know that I released a lot. And I know I had shared in the past that I was doing worksheets on several people that I was working with in my office that I was experiencing challenges with. So I know the healing will continue, but I also realized that it was probably time for me to leave that environment. And so now I have even more time to focus on my own work and supporting others in the work as well.
One of my thoughts, Patricia, would be: have you continued to do the completion of your purpose exercise from the 9-day Y that you did a few weeks ago?
Yes. Was that the one about it? Faith and healing, and I love it, and I'm inspired when my employees disrespect me.
Well, no, that would have been a mind shifter, but you remember in the workshop we did a session on purpose, personal power, and commitment, and we introduced the
workshop.
Where you do the 10 things you enjoy doing, the 10 talents you have in your vision. And you recall in the workshop we suggested that people carry on working with that for at least 6 months. And so if you haven't set that out since the intensive, I would suggest that you get that out and you go to work on it again. Because it sounds like the clearer you are and what your purpose is, the more powerfully the universe is going to be able to bring to you what it is that's going to support you in experiencing, expressing that purpose now that you have this opening.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I actually do have that right in front of me. And that's a great thing for me to focus on this week. And, you know, I have to say that it's just so remarkable to just have a different perspective about life and showing up now, because I've been through this experience before in my career, and so having something to compare it to, like going through this before I ever knew about these tools, and now going through it now with the tools, is like being in another universe, a much better one, I must say, because you know, it's not a really great thing to be going through, but I'm equipped now to use it as a forum to bring myself to a better place. And I'm really grateful, and I just wanted to share that with everyone else, because this really is the only way.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, you have our support. We join you, and I would support you taking and transferring that worksheet to a 3x5 card that you keep with you in your purse or your pocket all the time. And, you know, just look at it regularly. Just kind of ruminate on it and ask Rooker for guidance. And as you do, you'll get clearer and crisper on what that purpose is, and you'll more powerfully be able to resonate into your space to track exactly what it is that will support you. Opportunities will open up that you can't imagine at this moment. And, of course, if you come across any snags in doing it, there's where you do the worksheets to clear out the brainwash. You know, brainwash is a powerful basis of our purpose workshop, or at least a significant key in the purpose workshop, is to recognize that we live in a culture that brainwashes us to believing that we're just protoplasmic accidents. There's no purpose to our lives. And so just go get a job and make money. And there are whole departments in the educational, so-called educational system, to herd us into what will make of us good commercial servants, which oftentimes is the exact opposite of what our purpose is. And so that brainwash, the reason why we suggest that people continue to work on that exercise for at least 6 months, is that that brainwash is something that unwinds slowly, piece by piece, bit by bit, and as you use it, every time you're thinking about it, you're going to do something important here, go to your purpose. Is this on purpose? And, you know, the second section of that workshop, if you remember, is personal power. And we point out that energy systems don't bring through more energy by efforting. They bring through more energy by aligning. And so as all of your thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions and the goals and perceptions are on purpose, that alignment brings you personal power, and that you become a literal energetic magnet, I mean a measurable energetic magnet that brings exactly what it is that will support you in that purpose. And so I hold space that the new door opens up, or doors, and maybe it's already happened. Maybe Thursday is going to bring a whole new level of something to you through the support group and such.
Thank you, Dr. Rice, for your support. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Well, anything else to share with us, or any questions? Anybody can support you?
Not at this time, but I'm looking forward to sharing after our first meeting tomorrow night. So I'll come on Friday to share some good news.
Very cool. We'll look forward to hearing from you on Friday.
Okay. Blessings. Bye.
Just one second, Patricia. Friday, actually, Dr. Tim is tied up in some things, and we actually just scheduled this morning to do a live workshop on Friday at a yoga center here in Nassau. So we've already got it all set up, and we're going to replay the most awesome forgiveness worksheet show that I have ever participated in, the most powerful worksheet I've ever witnessed anyone do. And so on Friday, it will not be a call-in show. It won't be a live show. So maybe you'll have to hold that feedback to Monday to be able to do that. So.
Sure.
All right. Well,
okay.
You have a blessed
Thank
one.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Dr. Tim, David, you got any thoughts about all of that?
Well, it is... it's wonderful to hear that other people are having similar experience, that in using the tools after having been exposed to them and actually picking them up and using them, things that used to be very disturbing, very upsetting, and would last for days or weeks are either only a minor disturbance in the middle of a day or no disturbance at all. And so I know I've experienced that, and I keep trying to find different ways to describe that to people, and words just don't do it justice. So every time we get somebody on who is clear about an incident that used to be very disturbing and they just went through it, and because they've been using the tools, it's not disturbing, it's great to hear.
Absolutely, for sure. Any thoughts you can share, David? Mute button on, or have we lost David? Okay, so Jeannie, I think we've got another caller. You want to give us an area code, and we'll...
607.
607. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Blessed and highly favored.
Great. Say, I just wanted to encourage Dr. Kim to come to teacher's training, because I'd love him to have him in our class. I really love his perspectives on things, and I really want to see him there so he can really share with us his perspective as well. So I just wanted to put that out there to Dr. Kim that we would all love to have you bless us by being there.
Look at that, Dr. Kim. People who don't even know you love you and want you to come and play.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
You are appreciated, and I see the whole universe surrounding you with people who love, appreciate, and cherish you, Dr. Kim.
Thank you. I'll take it. I'll take it, one and all.
All right. So anything else to share with us, Richard? We're going to see you in just a couple of weeks.
Well, I just, you know, I'm in the process of retiring from my work here at Cornell, and obviously there's, you know, issues coming up and things are, you know, stirring the pot, so to speak, and, you know, a lot of things are coming up, and I'm also realizing how much I created some of the difficulties and looking to forgive that myself so that I can leave feeling like... feeling like I don't know how to say this, feeling like I was an example of peace and love there.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, we appreciate you, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Richard is driving in from way, way up in the Northeast, and actually he's going to bless Heartland, because on the way, you know, we had an opportunity on eBay to buy a really fabulous automatic water distiller, which would have cost us a fortune to transport, and Richard is driving right past there, and so he's going to pick it up and put it in his car and bring it to Heartland, so we'll have automatic water distiller, which will just give us another level of functionality at Heartland. So we appreciate your willingness to do that, sir.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Any other questions or thoughts for us before we go to our next caller?
No. Actually, I want to make contact with Dr. Tim as well at some point. So you can email me his phone number. It's regarding something totally different. So.
Okay, we'll drop an email to you and to Danae with Dr. Tim's phone number at his office.
All right, thank you.
All right, cool. Blessings. Take care. Travel safely. Area code 561. Sounds like somebody in the Boca Raton area is on the phone. Who do we have? Why here?
It's Margaret.
Sounds like Margaret. Hey there, young lady.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you all?
Blessed and highly favored.
Oh, I'm glad. Hey, I wanted to call in and let everybody know that we're having our Mind Shifters work group tonight. And it's here in Boca Raton from 7 to 9 at Dr. Love's Chinese Medicine. And The address for the location, it's 365 Northeast 5th Street. And the zip code, if you need it for GPS, is 33432.
Fabulous. Well, we're delighted and excited to have carrying forward. And we'll probably get to that next week. We're going to be staying in Boca next week, so we'll be planning to be there unless some workshop opportunities come up. We are still working with the Marines facility that's bringing in families who have experienced the loss of a loved one over the Middle East during the first in Canada. And so we're hoping that that's going to fall in place, and if we're clear Wednesday night, then we'll be there with cell phone. Or Thursday night, pardon me.
That'd be wonderful. And I'm so happy about Patricia and Lon's group starting up tomorrow night. And then happy to hear Nene on the phone. It sounds like all of South Florida's on the phone today. Great.
Now, South Florida contingent is growing and getting stronger. And I'm glad we're going to be able to get to come and spend another week there.
Yeah, we'll be really happy to have you both here.
Cool. And, you know, I'm just realizing that the Fort Lauderdale group is on Thursday night, as is Boca, and they're actually going to be both of them. So there are actually going to be three groups going on. So I probably need to look at how we're going to handle that. We had Patricia had announced that she was going to do hers. We had shared with her that we would come and support her when we were there. So we might actually on Thursday night plan to get out of Lauderdale.
Sure, and for us, we're always on Wednesday for us, for Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday, yeah, okay. That's right, so we're clear for Wednesday, and then Thursday will be for a lot of them, probably. We did the names group 2 weeks ago when we were there, so all things moving forward. It's awesome to see just how much energy is moving on that southeast coast of Florida, and what's happening with the work, and it's kind of cool in that... Now, that used to be my home base, and so a lot of folks who are chatting us to the work, it's pretty exciting. So do you have any questions for us or anything to share, any refinements to offer?
No, I'm just doing my work, and I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for my network of friends from the intensive that we do our work together, and Mike's doing his, and I think we're perhaps being well supported by the energy from all the other people doing their work in South Florida too. So I'm just grateful for it all.
Cool. Tell me about or share with the audience the network from the intensive and what's happening there.
We speak every Monday evening, and there has been four of us, and now a fifth person joining us from the group. Harry's going to join us as well. And we're doing our work, and we talk about, you know, what's gone on during the week that's helped us, and we focus on Monday night in finding who might have an issue that is up for them that they need help with, and then we let that person pick the topic of the worksheet, and then we all do a work, you know, we do a couple of worksheets around the subject, and we support each other and talk about, you know, results, and we spend an hour or an hour and change doing this, and it's great support for us all.
It's fabulous. It's really cool to watch the all the different ways people are energizing their work and their own process. And, you know, that favorite African proverb you hear me use all the time: if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So the support groups that are forming, and then this specific telephone group with the intensive that's come out of that workshop up in Palm Coast a few weeks ago. It's really just awesome to see how people are tapping in. We're you know, it's creating a critical mass. There's a definite shift occurring, so it's pretty exciting to watch as a part of this.
Well, it's exciting to be part of, and thanks you all for the great support of the radio show Monday through Friday. That means so much. And it supports in a really important way. And everybody that I know that taps into it feels the same way about it. So thanks to all.
Awesome. All right. Appreciate you. Thanks for your call. So, Mike, we said hello. We'll look forward to hugging you next week. We'll be back there on Saturdays.
That sounds great. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Jane, do we have any other callers or anything happening in the chat room?
No.
Okay, well, it's just us. Nothing happening in the chat room. We have no other callers. So, Dr. Tim, do you have anything else at this moment to share with us?
Well, we had our support group in Woodstock, Illinois last night, and it's really the case. There was a lot of good energy. We watched the first half of the lecture on creating consciously. And they were full of questions about the process. And then we had somebody who volunteered to do a worksheet. And she did a worksheet, and she started talking about something one of her cousins was doing. And the more she talked, the more agitated she got. And I ended up interrupting her because she was telling her story and asked her if she could put the story aside for a minute and just get down to the worksheet. So she did, and the essence of it was that she was upset. She was angry at
I am.
Are you there, Michael? Michael,
I'm here. I'm here, but I'm on mute.
Okay, but you're not.
I'm not.
Nope.
Okay, well then there's something wrong with my mute button. Okay.
So anyway, she started with the emotion of anger, and she was angry about something someone else was doing. And as she worked through the worksheet process and clearly defined her goal, and then asked for help in canceling the goal and canceling her need to be right and being shown by Ruka or the Holy Spirit or God, somewhere outside of her 9-bit mind, what she was doing to create her anger, she got an image of her mother yelling the very same things she has been yelling about this other person. And so she shifted from anger to confusion and sadness with much lower intensity, probably about an 8 or 9 intensity in the beginning, and down to about a 3 or 4 intensity, but a whole different emotion. And that was very useful, and there was a discussion about the different parts of the worksheet. And there was a woman sitting next to her who was doing her first worksheet ever, and she started out with anger at about a 6 or a 7, and she, at the end of her worksheet, had a feeling of love and compassion and an upset level of 0, which was a remarkable progress for a first worksheet. And we talked about the different steps and the reasons for having a goal and then canceling the goal and that process, and she was moved to tears in her worksheet. And then we had another person who was brand new, and he did a worksheet. And by the time we finished talking about all the questions on the first two worksheets, all of his had been answered. And everyone felt like it was a very productive meeting. And once again, I just can't recommend it highly enough. Start a group, find a group to attend, or if there isn't one close to you in your area, start your own, because it's a life-changing process, and it is there for the taking. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
For sure. And just, you know, and by the way of the principles of the work, to recognize that whenever someone is using hostility in some way, shape, or form, anger, that they're actually drugging themselves. And if they're drugging themselves, it keeps them unconscious of the pain that they're experiencing. And whoever we're pointing the, you know, in the case of this woman who's pointing their anger at someone and speaking certain words, the words of their power person, once she was able to collapse the projection of that was caused by her goal, and that's the whole idea of canceling the goal, then she was able to drop the drug, anger, and feel the satisfaction. that's how healing happens, that when we can access that and to really just recognize that hostility is always a drug that we use in order not to be able to, in order not to look at what's going on inside of us. And yesterday I mentioned Aristotle and his definition of fear, that is, fear is the pain of the anticipation of evil. And when we hold something in us that we've denied and dissociated from, then something comes along and resonates that we get locked into that anticipation of that old, quote-unquote, evil, and we have the opportunity to change it. And Jeannie actually woke up the other morning quoting A Course in Miracles, word for word, and it was pretty cool. And so I went and looked for the lesson, and I just want to share that before we plug another caller in. But lesson 121 from A Course in Miracles is entitled Forgiveness is the Key to Happiness. And I just want to share a couple of paragraphs from it because it just, it so speaks to the mind that needs to be healed, but the mind that is so sure that the problem is outside of them. And so this lesson says, here's the answer to your search for peace. Here's the key to meaning in a world that seems to make no sense. Here's the way to safety apparent, in apparent dangers that appear to threaten you at every turn and bring uncertainty to all your hopes of ever finding quietness and peace. Here are all questions answered. And here, the end of all uncertainty is ensured at last. The unforgiving mind is full of fear. It offers no room to be itself, no place where it can spread its wings in peace and soar above the turmoil of the world. The unforgiving mind is sad, without hope of respite and release from pain. It suffers and abides in misery, peering about in darkness, seeing not yet certain of the danger lurking there. The unforgiving mind is torn with doubt, confused about itself and all it sees, afraid and angry, weak and blustering, afraid to go ahead, afraid to stay, afraid to awaken, afraid to go to sleep, afraid of every sound, yet more afraid of stillness, terrified of darkness, yet more terrified at the approach of light. What can the unforgiving mind perceive but its own damnations? What can it behold except the proof that all its sins are real? The unforgiving mind is in despair. It sees no mistakes, but only sins. It looks upon the world with sightless eyes and shrieks as it beholds its own projections rising to attack its miserable parody of life. And the, you know, the story that you share about that woman is she's, you know, dissing her, whoever her friend was, and all of a sudden gets in touch with what she holds unresolved within herself. And the projection from those brain cells of having the same words said to her as a child by her mother. So watching, in every case where there's pain or turmoil, this is precisely what is happening. We look on the world with sightless eyes and shriek as we behold our own projections rising to attack our miserable parody of life. The unforgiving mind wants to live, yet wishes it were dead. It wants forgiveness, yet it sees no hope. It wants escape, yet it can conceive of none because it sees the sinful everywhere. The unforgiving mind is in despair, without prospect of a future which can offer anything but more despair. Yet it regards, and why would that be? Because it has no way to go in, side itself, and remove what never belonged there, which is where the despair is resonant, where the grief, where the pain is resonant. And when we deny ownership and refuse to look at that part of our minds, what happens is that our minds then take that dissociated information and make pictures of other people out of it, and we think then that our mind is telling us the truth, that the problem is outside of us. The giveaway is that we're the one who's feeling it. And if you're feeling it, it's because it's something resonant in your own cellular structure. Whatever pictures your mind is showing you, stop believing them. Stop living in that story. So the unforgiving mind, this lesson goes on to say, regards its judgment of the world as irreversible and does not see it has condemned itself to this despair. It thinks it cannot change, or what it sees bears witness that its judgment is correct. It does not ask because it thinks it knows. It does not question, certain it is right. Forgiveness is acquired. It is not inherent in the mind which cannot sin. As sin is an idea you taught yourself, forgiveness must be learned by you as well, but from a teacher other than yourself who represents the other self in him. Pardon me, the other self in you. Through him, you learn how to forgive the self you think you made and let it disappear. And when the Course here is saying, you forgive the self you think you made, that means you remove the content that makes up the non-being self that you made, and you let it disappear. Thus, you return your mind as one to him who is your true self and who can never sin. Each unforgiving mind presents you with an opportunity to teach your own how to forgive itself, that is, to remove its content, that which never belonged. Each one awaits release from hell through you and turns to you imploringly, for heaven is here and now. So it's just a powerful lesson, and Jean just, out of her dreams, came up quoting that one, which I thought was pretty cool. And so, Jeannie, do we have any other callers or anything happening in the chat room? Say it again. Okay. It looks like the caller that Jeannie has lost his connection. So if you want to call back in, the line is open. Let's see, we've got about 9 minutes left, and we would love to hear your sweet voice. And so, Jeannie, may call back in.
All right, Michael.
Go for it, sir.
There was another comment in the discussion last night, and one of our regular attendees who hasn't been there for a while came back, and as we were discussing the process of on creating consciously and what you were talking about in the lecture, the group member asked me if I think Dr. Rice has achieved this level of total conscious direct creation. You know how you talk about it in the video where, you know, the goal is to reach the point of conscious co-creation where you ask for something, you focus on something in your consciousness, and there's nothing inside of you that conflicts with that, and it simply gets created.
Well,
let me keep going here.
Okay.
So the person was asking if I think Dr. Rice has achieved that. And I chuckled and said, no, I don't think he's even close. And besides that, it's an irrelevant question. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, whether Dr. Rice has achieved it or 40 people in China have achieved it is irrelevant to us here because we're the only ones that can do it for us. The only way I can get rid of the things within me that are blocking me from being in that state of direct conscious co-creation is to actively work to remove everything that's less than love from my system. And they wanted the group then wanted to go on and talk about, yes, but if other people do it, then it spreads out. And I said, yes, that may be true. We're all connected. And so the work I do here benefits others, but only insofar as they are willing to pick up the tools then and do the work on their own. And I found myself saying, you have to remember that even if everything they said about Jesus is true, he was here on the planet in this total state of awareness and conscious co-creation, and it didn't transform everybody on the planet to that same state. Everybody has to do their own work. Everybody has to be willing to pick up the tools. And then I found myself thinking about how Yeshua was supposed to have said to the disciples to go out and teach the work. And by the way, if you go to a town that rejects you, shake the dust from your sandals as you leave. Don't waste time with people who don't want to do this. You can't force people to pick up the tools and do the work. And that reminded me of Guy Finley's talk about how there is a universal curriculum. There is a greater curriculum. It is the construct of a power, and it is the thing we're here to learn. And the sole purpose of the curriculum is to educate the soul to the existence of the power that created the curriculum. And that curriculum is the same for everybody. We don't get a choice about the curriculum. We do have the choice, as Way of Mastery says, to delay doing our work on the curriculum. We get to choose to delay doing our work. But as we do, we slumber, and we suffer in our slumbering.
And the universe cranks up the heat each time we refuse. But to that question, have I completed? You know, I would normally, and fortunately I can't at this moment, but I would normally just defer, and they could ask Jeannie that question, but her phone isn't working from here in the Bahamas, so she can't answer, so I'll just send it back on this. But, you know, if you go back, even Yeshua said, the things I do, you can do it greater. And I think he was telling us, you know, I'm another being in process, and I'm dealing with my whole genetic history. And, you know, a lot of people want to proclaim perfection there. And, you know, he's the one, the only, he never goes to us. But they don't just have a slightest interest in listening to this. He says, when they say to him, oh, you perfect one. Oh, he says, who do you call perfect? There is none among us who is perfect. There is nobody who's cleaned their genetics out and done this totally and completely. And it is a process. And each person that casts a vote, and the way to cast a vote is to forgive, to remove some of your own garbage. I like to, or in some of my classes, I'll draw a ladder, and I'll show, you know, the idea of humanity. Let's take the person that would be considered to be the lowest of the low, who's at the bottom rung of the ladder, and the highest of the high, this is the highest step on the ladder. And each one that takes a step forward, because the truth is there's only one of us. You know, Einstein says if you think you're separate or separated from the rest of humanity, you're living in an optical delusion. So each one of us that takes a step up that ladder raises the whole of humanity, and that's how we're going to make the process work. And each person who chooses to pick it up, we actually had a guy in a workshop a few weeks ago say, well, I'll just, you know, my girlfriend's really doing her work, so I'll just wait till she goes through the gate, and then I'll get in for free. And it's like, I'm not sure it works that way. We are supported, but as you say, Dr. Chan, it definitely takes the willingness. So, Jeannie, do we have another caller, or anything happening in the chat room? Okay, well, we're down to just a few minutes, about 3 minutes left, and here we are. Jeannie and I are getting to do some work here in the Bahamas. We're actually going to be speaking at a yoga center tomorrow evening, and then Friday afternoon, Friday night. So we're doing three different presentations at a yoga center here in Nassau in the Bahamas. That just came together early this morning, so that was pretty cool. So we've been working on several different things while we've been here. And so so that's moving forward, and we'll be heading to Heartland. The Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project will actually start on the 12th of July, which is a Friday. And we're actually scheduled, we're going to be doing a workshop series in Birmingham, Alabama, on the 10th and the 11th, and then, no, pardon me. Jeannie handed me the calendar. Thank you, sweetie. So we're going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, doing a week of workshops. And Birmingham will start on the 8th and go through the 14th. The actual Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project will start on the 12th with Ari and the food program, and David and Julie and everybody at Heartland. And so we'll be working in Birmingham on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and we'll, as soon as we're finished on the 14th, we'll be getting on our horses after we finish that Mindshifters and Still Point Breathing workshop in Birmingham, and we'll be driving and heading toward Heartland, so we'll be there Sunday the 15th, and looking forward to sharing with everybody who comes to play. And I think we're down to about where it's time to put our outro in place and just say, everybody, we just invite you to really put these tools to work, bring a stranger to the show with you tomorrow, and have the best year yet of your eternal life. We hold you in a blessing and appreciate you very much. Take care.